From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran's nuclear chief says the country has launched plans to increase its uranium enrichment capacity. The announcement on Tuesday intensified pressure on European countries that are struggling to preserve a nuclear agreement with Iran, which was weakened when the United States withdrew from the deal. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran since withdrawing last month, contending Iran poses a national security threat. America's allies and partners will, quote, face very significant risks if they continue to do business with Iran, including the possibility of getting hit with sanctions from Washington. That warning on Tuesday from the U.S. Treasury Department. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation. On this being a criminal offense, as I said, this should, entry into a country without the right papers should at most be an administrative offense, and it certainly does not warrant jailing children.
The United Nations said most people crossing the southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where rampant violence would give them the right to international protection. This is VOA News. The well-known fashion and handbag designer Kate Spade apparently hanged herself at her home in New York City. The 55-year-old Spade was found by her housekeeping staff on Tuesday morning. The couple's 13-year-old daughter was at school at the time. Officials said a note was found at the scene telling the daughter it was not her fault. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. The Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano destroyed hundreds of homes overnight Monday into Tuesday, including one belonging to the mayor of the county. The Trump administration says a location has been set for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Changes are coming to the Miss America pageant this year. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
There she is, Miss America.
There will not be a swimsuit competition, and contestants will no longer be judged on their appearance. The head of the Miss America board, Gretchen Carlson, says the focus will be on what makes the women, and she's not concerned about a drop in television ratings, believing viewers are more interested in the talent competition. An email scandal last December led to a shakeup at the top. The top three leadership positions are now held by women. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.